So in contrast, the rufous-naped wren really preferred fence rows and stepping stones over riparian forest in order to move across the landscape and get back to its habitat patch. They did this, by the way, by tagging the birds and following them and capturing them as they returned back to determine where, what habitats they were using as they returned back to their original patch. It's interesting to note that the wren is a generalist, so it readily forages in open areas, in house gardens. It's much less dependent on forest interior, which the antshrike is. Antshrikes are a core interior, forest interior species, so unlikely to be found in open areas. So the functional connectivity of a particular structural element on the landscape, be it a riparian forest, a fence row, or a stepping stone, will depend greatly on features of the species itself. In this case, whether it's a generalist or a forest interior specialist.